The three biggest mistakes spiritual entrepreneurs make. "This economy has hit me really hard," Marilyn told me. "I just don't know what I'm going to do. I work so hard, but I just don't seem to be getting where I want to go." As we worked together in releasing her fears, I realized that the challenge she is struggling with is the same thing many spiritual, heart-centered entrepreneurs are struggling with. And then I thought about the number of spiritual entrepreneurs who've not only survived this economic experience, but they've thrived. You know, spiritual entrepreneurs have been called to bring forth their gifts to the world, but they get caught up in the challenge of just how to do it. In addition, they have some very clear challenges that many other business owners and entrepreneurs do not have, which hinders them significantly. And yet, some have completely thrived in this economy, creating 6- and 7-figure incomes. And I personally know of several who've created 8-figure incomes. In my mind, that completely diffuses the power of the "it's the economy" reason. So what's the difference? As I pondered these two opposite ends of the spectrum, I realized that there weren't many distinctions at all, just 3, as a matter of fact. But the differences are significant. 1, trust. The spiritual entrepreneurs who have thrived have trusted themselves, trusted their intuition, and trusted the divine to show them the way. They have followed and acted upon their intuitive hits. They've realized that they were being led by spirit to their right path, and they trusted this. I want to emphasize here that they acted upon their hits. They followed their guidance. They trusted. I work with a number of entrepreneurs who receive guidance, but they don't act upon it. They just don't realize how important it is for them to follow what they receive. One of their biggest challenges is trusting themselves. So 2, belief. The spiritual entrepreneurs who've done exceedingly well believe that it's okay for them to make money doing spiritual work. This is a toughie for many spiritual people in business, because there's a deep belief that many have that says something like, if I'm offering a spiritual work, I shouldn't be charging money or much money for it. This belief must be challenged and released if you are going to allow yourself to receive abundance from your work. It's old, it's deep, and it's powerful, but it can be released. Spiritual entrepreneurs deserve to experience abundance in their lives, just like any other entrepreneur. As Abraham of the well-known team Abraham Hicks says, you can't make someone well by getting sick and giving them your wellness, and you cannot make someone rich by being poor. The law of attraction simply does not work that way. 3, deserving. The spiritual entrepreneurs I know who are doing very well have done this one very uncomfortable thing. They've invested in themselves. They've invested in a coach and in trainings to help them move through their blocks and to organize their work into a marketable form. Everyone who I know who has done this has seen an incredible return on their investment. Can you be successful as an entrepreneur without doing these 3 things? Well, I doubt it very seriously. If you don't trust your intuition enough to act upon the guidance, and if you don't believe you can charge a fair price for your work, your energy, your expertise, and for the transformations your clients experience, and if you don't trust it, if you don't invest in yourself, read that, believe enough in yourself to invest, then you're leaving money on the table, and you will continue to struggle to build your business and to pay your bills. And what's spiritual about that? When you believe in yourself and you take action, you then create things you never dreamed possible. And a successful, abundant business and lifestyle is just one of them. So your action steps are, 1, look to see where you are. A, not trusting and not acting upon your guidance. B, not believing you're worthy of decent remuneration, read, exchange of energy for your gifts and for the transformation you offer, for the healing for which you are the catalyst, or 3, not believing in yourself that you deserve more and are willing to take the risk to invest in yourself and your business. See where you are on those 3 steps and decide right now to make different choices. If you are incongruent with any of them, Trust yourself and your guidance and take action and believe you are worthy of fair compensation and ask for it. And choose right now to invest in yourself in some quality training. Why? Because you're worth it and your business is worth it. Okay, number three, have fun with it. This is Reverend Ann Perswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Have a wonderful day.